Y'all, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tommy wanted to play the ice cream game. That's the game where two people compete, and whichever gives the first plausibly correct answer and completes it is the winner. Tommy is our defending champion. Tommy, who do you want to play first?
Kelly.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Yep.
My celebrity crush is...
Peter Pan.
Oh, that's good. I was going to say Sully from Monsters, Inc.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Neither of those are celebrities.
No, he's
animated characters.
Those are characters.
Lana Del Rey.
Oh, Phoebe Bridgers.
Yeah, also her.
This is the worst round ever. You're both disqualified. Hot Wings and Maitland.
Okay.
The thing I'll always say no to is
pizza. Oh, wow. That
you
is
literally
a lie.
Just said yes to pizza.
That is
in the
torture.
Last
I can't believe you lied to us.
So,
like
Hot Wings,
that.
You're going to go with torture after a mighty delay.
Yeah, I was just really trying to process that.
I don't think any of us are going to be very good at this game so far.
Uh-uh.
We've had four answers, and three have been bona fide disqualifications, and the other one took a long time. Hot Wings and Steve. Steve, you're ripe for a championship today based off the start.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that always makes me cry is...
Peas.
Sad videos of fathers and sons.
Hot Wings wins another delayed round of no gratification.
Why would Hot Wings win?
Prove to me that peas make you cry.
Prove to me that sad videos always make Hot Wings cry.
I believe that. Yours is plausibly unbelievable.
Also, how is Peter Pan not a celebrity?
Yeah.
He walks around Disney all the time. All the celebrities go to Disney.
I know. Mm-hmm. He saved all those other magical kids.
It's a character. A celebrity would portray Peter Pan in a film or TV show, possibly a play.
What if his name was Peter Pan?
I'm going to limit myself there.
There is not a celebrity named Peter Pan, but thank you for saying, what if there was?
Would you have accepted Peter Pan?
Oh, Jesus.
How about Peter Pan?
So this is a pull back the curtain moment. We all hate when we play Dumber Than the Show trivia and it's your day to write a question. And then someone gets the question right or gets it wrong. And then everybody writes in, would you have accepted this? Answer me right now. I don't know. It didn't happen. I don't care. I don't care if the answer was Peregrine Falcon and you thought it was super fast bird with wings. I don't know if I would have accepted that. It's not in the moment.
On Tuesdays, I go out of my way to avoid the text machine because every text sent in is stupid. Every right. single one of them. Oh, wait, because they're all written in this voice.
You say every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday when I do questions.
You mean from trivia onward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I know.
Sometimes they make some great.
That things. If I click over to that tab on my computer, I'm just going to hear it. See, here's the click.
Yeah, I like looking at it because usually they're 99% of the time they're wrong. And I like telling them that.
Yeah. Oh, I'm pretty sure that the contestant said this. No, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
That happens a lot.
That happens every single time. You're always wrong.
Most of the time. All right, Hot Wings and Tommy. My first kiss will be...
tomorrow.
Congratulations.
Again, the first plausibly correct answer.
40 years ago.
Your first kiss was at 12?
Okay, 36 years ago.
No, go ahead. Elaborate on that, Hot Wings. How was your 12-year-old kiss?
No, I didn't have one at 12. 16, though. 16 was my first real one.
Who? What was that girl's name? Was Laura. It a girl?
Yeah, it was Laura.
Laura? Mm-hmm. She was one of your friend's moms, or?
No, man.
She sounds like a mom's name.
She was my age. No, it sounds like the name of a person who's my age.
Yeah, like a mom name.
Yeah, I mean, right. To be fair, she is a mom of four.
Yeah, right?
Not mine.
For now.
Maitland and Tommy. My non-sexual turn-on is...
feet. Oh, what?
Chickpeas.
Whoa.
Is that how that whole thing started?
I think so.
Also, Tommy, did you say feet?
I don't want to talk about that one.
That is a sexual thing.
Yeah. For a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. People love feet.
So is that you have a foot fetish and you don't want to talk about it? Or you think there's something wrong with that and you're ashamed of those people? What's going on here?
Well, the little
Your sheepishness is making me curious.
The little piggy went to market, and I felt bad about that ever since.
You're making yourself seem like a creep who doesn't want to talk about creep behavior. Yeah. I think you're making it worse.
Are you talking in code?
Yeah.
I think I am. I don't have anything against foot fetish. I just don't have one.
That's believable.
But that was your answer.
I don't know why that was the first thing that came out of my mouth.
I can only think of one plausible reason why it might have. That's fine.
What's the second thing that came to your mouth?
That is a weird way to say that.
I'm like, I thought I caught that.
Maybe it's too early for ice cream.
What's your non-sexual turn on? Tell me. Vagina! What? Oh, those people.
Yeah.
Maitland and Steve. Well, the thing that pisses me off the most is
socks.
When.
What'd you say?
Socks.
I don't believe you.
They always piss me off.
Wait.
Is there anything more frustrating than when a sock gets bunched up in your shoe while you're walking?
I would have believed you. I don't believe Maitland. Maitland, give me some things that annoy you about socks.
My socks right now are falling down my ankle in my shoe, and that's really annoying.
Do you buy cheap socks?
Kinda. When the little line across your toes gets too liney and you feel it too much.
It's too liney.
I know what you mean.
I do. Oh, yeah. I do. It's funny.
It drives me nuts watching my kids put on their socks because they never line up the heel where the heel goes and the liney where the liney goes.
That is annoying.
And then they just put their shoes on like animals.
What are you doing? The corner is on the top, man.
Have any of your kids ever been wearing one of the socks but not both inside out? And you tell them and they're like, feels the same.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't feel the same. It doesn't feel the same.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What's one more thing about socks that drives you crazy?
Trying to match them when you're doing the laundry. Mm. I have one little basket in my closet of all the lonely socks that eventually I play match the sock and I figure it out. But that's annoying. When you're you find one and you're like, where the heck is the thing that annoys you
more than anything else.
Uh-huh.
Judges in this game today are especially difficult.
Very tough.
Yeah.
Well, not every day's a cakewalk. Maitland gets that round, though, because I don't even remember the other answer.
I said nothing.
That's why. Maitland and Kelly. The oldest person I find sexy is?
Walton Goggins.
Yeah.
Yours is the same?
Well, no, Maitland had that really quick, and I was trying to think.
Of her dad's name?
Yeah. Yes. I was trying to think of Harrison Ford. All I could think was shrinking.
I mean, at least you were trying to think of that and not like a kid's name.
Yeah, or like my grandpa or something.
So Harrison Ford, let's say we're invited to do a press junket and you go to Hollywood. Harrison Ford is, now he's married and from what I understand, very dedicated.
But if he wasn't,
at 84, he started hitting
80 something.
Would you... If this is possible to even put yourself in this ridiculous scenario.
Yeah.
Would you take a run at it?
Yeah, that sounds like a love that'll last for a few years, and that's all I need.
Oh, so you're not looking at it as a one-hitter.
No, I'm trying to spend forever with him.
You need two because you don't do one-night stands. Yeah. So you'd have to make a date with him for another round before you start it. Yeah.
I could spend forever with somebody who's 80-plus.
Okay,
that long these days, you know what I'm saying? Wink, wink.
Yeah.
What if on your first date with Harrison Ford, I mean, everything's perfect.
Yeah.
Lights are low. You're at dinner and you got a glass of wine and you do the cheers and candles are burning. And he leans in real close and he says, I'm thinking of going to law school.
Well, I think I'd cream on the spot, see? And I'd say, if you could just pretend and lie about it, I'll marry you.
Let me pay for law school, but you should never go.
I'm going to write a book about how I went to law school.
Yes.
I'm going to skip the next one then, and that one. Kelly and Maitland, round two. I'm going to name my first kid...
Baked Bean.
I believe it, actually.
Yeah.
GB.
Kelly and Steve.
We're going to call her Lil Bean for short.
Lil Bean.
Lil Bean. Beanie.
She loves to be tickled.
Yeah, she sure does. Oh, man. She's so hard to find, though. She's the little hider. You know,
can be
just loves to hide out.
Just got to dig around on the curtains a minute.
Yeah.
Kelly and Steve, the strangest thing I do daily is
sing Whitney Houston songs.
That was a remarkable tie. That was really impressive. Two very diverse answers ending simultaneously.
And honestly, if you tell time backwards, is it the same? Because we go from 12 to 12 to 12, right?
No.
Like midnight to noon.
Because 12:35 would be 53:21.
Oh, but you're thinking numbers backwards. I was thinking time as a feeling.
What?
As a time feeling. As a feeling. What time does now feel?
Okay.
Time right now feels about 6:32.
And how would it feel backwards?
But it's dark out, but it could also feel like 6:32 p.m., which would be backwards.
I don't think you know what backwards means. Yeah. Or at least I don't think we think it's the same.
I think we think backwards differently.
I think so. You know, it could also be dark at 6:30 at night.
Exactly. But it would be night. And this is the morning. We gotta That's get these backwards.
You can't just say exactly right.
I know.
Sure I can.
That's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
Sure I can.
Hot wings.
Yeah.
Hot wings and Steve. You have to give a real answer here.
Oh, yeah.
I will only accept an answer that I think is something you would really say. If I asked you when we're not playing this game,
mm-hmm.
Do you understand the challenge?
Yes.
Yes.
My go-to potluck dish is...
Pizza pie.
Oh, macaroni and cheese.
No one brings a pizza pie to a potluck.
Everyone brings a pizza
I
pie
wish
to,
they would.
To a good potluck.
But Hot Wings wins with macaroni and cheese.
But that's a lie. It's baked beans. That's what he brought to the potluck at my house that one time. Liar.
Oh, you're right. That is your go-to dish. Disqualified. Steve wins with pizza.
Yes!
I was thinking what I would eat there, not what I would bring.
Yeah.
Steve and Tommy, right. The thing that always instantly bores me is...
Talk about
talking,
science.
Hearing Steve talk about... Oh.
Hearing Steve talk about what, Tommy?
3D printing.
What are you, crazy? I could go on and on about infill layers being at 15%. That's rude, Tommy. Trying to spread knowledge.
Mm.
All right, who wants this one?
Me.
Me.
Steve and Kelly, my most recent sex dream was about
pizza. Crayons.
Steve is disqualified for saying pizza for everything.
Damn it. I'm back in my taco mode.
It is. You just changed ethnic foods that we've Americanized. Last one. Nope, can't do that one.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you'd all get the same answer.
Sorry, I didn't see it. Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't be any fun. Ooh, we've done this one before, but it's still fun. Kelly and Maitland for the championship. I judge people most for
their toes.
Maitland said their toes. Mm-hmm. Kelly said their glasses.
Yeah.
Okay, what are you judging about me right now?
I think you're lesser than if you can't see well.
What about this guy?
Oh, there he is. What a time to be alive and look up at that TV screen.
Oh, man.
That man's eyes were going in seven different directions.
Somebody needs some glasses.
The timing on that was amazing.
I wish everybody could have seen him.
Oh,
it was
man.
Just for us here in the
that
studio.
Was that great. Was
great. Wow. Okay. That in real life was, what's the worst thing than a rapist? A child. That was real life of that.
I love that video.
I think I just saw an underbite with an underbite.
Yeah.
Like, cross-eyed underbite.
Yeah.
A severely cross-eyed. That guy needs to stop using the optograb immediately.
Yeah. I thought that cross-eyed always pointed in.
Yeah, what's the opposite of...
What like, was that news story? We need to
his eyes are
people.
Toed out.
Yeah,
yeah like they a, are.
Like
yeah.
A, like a NASCAR that turns
his,
left.
Yeah, his eyes, needed, his eyes need an alignment.
The guy's eyes are stanced.
He looks like my remote control car I had that I used to run into the wall and the front wheels got bent backwards.
It's like the cartoon character whose eyes are in different directions and they hit the side of their head to knock it back.
Yes.
I feel like that man could have done that.
Yeah, he must have a eye-fixing ball-peen hammer he keeps in his trunk or something.
Yeah.
Oh, did they go again? Sure he's on there. Sure he's on there talking about something really positive.
I have no idea. I couldn't even look at the headline.
Local man on the news has cross eyes. Is that what it was? Local man on the news can see all the cities at once. He's like a fly. Can't sneak up on that guy.
Sees all storms coming and going.
We're dumb. We saw a man with weird eyes on TV and we got lost.
Uh-huh.
As we do.
Everybody else would have too.
Yeah, right? That guy's always lost.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.